Okay. Hi, my name is Adriana Saldivar. My partner is
Mallory Waldrop.
Today we are at the Tulsa Community College, the Northeast Campus. Today is February 18, 2020. Today we're interviewing
Karen Abigail Molina, but I go by Abby.
All right, Abby. So, where are you from?
I am from El Salvador.
How long were you there for?
Oh, 17 years.
Wow, yeah. Okay. How would you describe your country?
Small but beautiful country. I mean, it's kind of dangerous, but above all, it's beautiful.
Okay. Do you miss being there?
A lot. I actually miss it a lot, yeah.
Have you thought about going back?
Oh, many times, but I can't go back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was the transition to America really hard for you?
Yes, it's different. I mean, the American culture is very different.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, it's good. I like that you guys are very independent, and I love that because in my country, we're really, well, not we, but some of them are really close-minded. Mm-hmm. And here you're like really free to say whatever you want, and that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Have you been anywhere besides Oklahoma before?
Yeah, California and Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. Has there any other places you really want to go visit?
Oh, I want to go visit New York.
New York?
Yeah, because I don't know. I think it's cool. I've seen it in the movies. I want to go.
How long you said you've been there for seven? You
were 17 there, years.
So how long have you been here?
2 years and a half.
Okay. Is there anything you really don't like about the U.S.? Anything in particular?
I mean, honestly, I love this country. I think it's cool, but you know, it has its bad things.
Its bad things?
Yeah, for example, some things I don't like about the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's, I don't know, I think it's pretty unfair towards immigrants in general, so I don't like that. But above all, it's a great country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Culture-wise, what's really different to you from your culture? Things that stand out to you that you don't like or do like?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Instance, like for food, like different, like do you like the food here?
I love American food. Yeah. Over there in El Salvador, we have this, like, it's pretty different. In El Salvador, like the fast food mm-hmm. is really expensive. So if you go for your birthday, you wouldn't go to a restaurant of regular food. You're going to go to a fast food restaurant, which is weird, right? And here, the fast food, like the cheapest one, right? And so over there, we have like this big concept of fast food. So I love fast food. I have a problem with fast food. And I love American food in general. It's great.
What's your favorite place to get fast food here?
Oh, Cane's.
Cane's
is awesome. No. I love Cane's.
Okay, so you like Cane's. I like Cane's too.
Yeah,
Cane's is awesome. Is there any places like in Tulsa that you've been to, like the Driller Stadium or any things like that that you've liked or anything like the Tulsa State Fair or things like that?
Have you I've been to the Tulsa State Fair, also Pops. Well, it's not Tulsa.
Yeah.
But it's Oklahoma. I like Pops and the Round Barn. I don't really know where is it, but I've been there.
The time that you've been here, have you like went to any like celebrations, meaning like a wedding or birthday parties or like celebrated Christmas here, anything like that? Have you done anything like that?
Yes, but with like, you know, another immigrant, so there is not, I haven't really experienced the American mm-hmm. culture like mm-hmm. in that way, but I have American friends and they have like invited me over and it's kind of different, but it's cool. Like, it's not that different.
Honestly. Can you explain, like, how your culture celebrates some holidays? Like, what are some of the things you celebrate?
Oh, for example, in my country, we do everything a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, a birthday is going to be, like, a huge party. And here is pretty, like, how do you say that? Like, it's conservative, mm-hmm. more quiet, more, you know, relaxed. That's different. And other celebrations that we have, like, I think though our celebrations are the same as Mexico, some of them. So, yeah, I think so, yeah, that's all.
What are your favorite things to do, like, here?
Here?
For fun or anything.
I mean, what we do with my friends is we go to the mall, Synergy, you know, play bowling, pool sometimes. I don't know how to play pool, but I've been.
Me neither.
Yeah. I don't know. I just watch them and I think, oh, yeah, that's fun. But, yeah, that's it. And lakes when it's summer, you know?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Making friends here, was it easy? Was it hard? Anything
like that? Oh, you know, when I first got here, I went to high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they put me in the senior year, and I didn't speak English at all.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was hard. But they were pretty cool with me. They were really, the teachers were understandive with me. They were really cool with me, so it was hard. I studied for 6 months in high school, and then I graduated. I don't know how I did it, but my English wasn't good enough, so I decided to take ESL classes. And here in ESL, it was easier to make friends because we have, like, things in common, and I found a really cool group of friends here. Yeah, so, mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. What do you plan on doing in the future? Like, what do you see yourself in 5 years?
Ooh, being a journalist.
Being a journalist.
Yeah, a journalist, yeah.
That's cool. Okay, do you work here or anything?
Right now, I'm not working, but I'm going to start my job soon.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you drive or anything?
Yeah, I drive.
You do drive?
Yeah, I barely got my license. I'm so scared. It's the scariest thing ever.
Are you married or anything?
No, You're not married.
Do you have any family here or anything right now?
Yeah, I live with my mom, and my dad lives in California.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Do you have any siblings or anything?
No, I'm the only one.
Oh, must be nice. Yeah. Let's see. How was the weather there, like, compared to here? Because Oklahoma weather changes.
It's crazy.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. No, like, other is always hot. Is this? Mm-hmm. It's like it's summer all the time, and I didn't really like it. I enjoy Oklahoma weather because you can dress according to the seasons, mm-hmm. and that's so cool. I think that's cool, and I love the cold. That's weird. I love the cold. No. Yeah.
I like the cold sometimes. It just
yeah, when it's normal.
Yeah, yes. Like, when it's below when freezing. It's,
when, no. Yeah, when it's like, it's starting.
Yeah.
Like, fall. Like, yes. Fall is perfect. But then, no, right now it's crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so I asked you, like, some of the things you like to do here. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you remember you like to do in El Salvador? Oh,
yeah. Over there, I was a dancer.
Oh, you're a dancer?
Yeah. Well, not a professional dancer, but that was my hobby, and I used to dance and perform in front of people all the time, and I really miss that. I can't do this here anymore. I can't do that here anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. What kind of, like, there are different types of, like, dance?
Yeah, like, Latino, Hispanic, you know, salsa, merengue,
yeah.
Reggaeton.
You can't do that here.
Yeah, but it's not the same, because over there, like, you do this, we have quinceañeras also, mm-hmm. and you go to give a surprise to them, and they pay you to do that. So you perform in front of people, or when they have, like, a big event of the city, like, for example, this competition, how do you call it, pegne?
Mm, okay.
How do you say it? The pegne, when,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Pageant?
Pageant. Yeah. That's the word. That's the word. Yeah, pageant. Like a pageant. And
you we used to dance. Type of stuff?
Yeah. And I love
that
it.
Sounds super
dance.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. And here is like, ugh.
Let's see. Where did you live in El Salvador? Like,
oh, I live in a small part called Ahuachapan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it a big community or small community or?
I mean, El Salvador is a pretty small country. For us, it was a big. Mm-hmm. It was a big place, but it really isn't compared to here. Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you describe it to us, like, what it looked like or?
I mean, it was. If I describe it like how it's here, it was kind of like the countryside, but it was the city. If that makes sense.
Okay.
We had like a couple. We had like McDonald's, some pizza places, but not. We had a mall and all that. And the thing that we did for fun over there, it was like go to the parks. And people used to sit in the parks and talk. And
that's what we use. Whenever I go to Mexico, we do the same
thing. Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay. So, like, any celebrities that you got, that you like here and then like from El Salvador?
Oh.
Like, stuff like that?
Yeah, fun thing. Since I was in El Salvador, I love English music. Like, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, and all them. And I was obsessed with Justin Bieber since I was 9 years old. And that was one of my dreams. And he's coming to Tulsa, by the way.
Are you going
to
see him?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the pit screaming
oh
for him.
Gosh.
And that's like my dream, you know? And I was like, yeah, I love them since I was in El Salvador. And Ariana Grande. I love Ariana Grande. I love all of them. So, I don't know. I like them.
Okay. Any little bit of sports? How do you feel about sports? Here or there? Like, sports you guys play there? Or do you play sports here?
I'm bad at sports.
You're bad
I hate
at sports.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I never. I used to swim a little bit, but not anymore.
Okay.
It wasn't my thing.
Is there any, like, so I mentioned, like, the state fair here. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there. It's pretty cool. I liked it. I love rides. But all my friends, they don't like rides.
No. So, is there anything like that there?
Yeah, we have rides and we have all of that. I always used to go to the state, like, to the fairs over there, and it was fun. But still, my friends don't like to go with me. So I'm like, I want to get to the roller coaster, and they don't like that. So it's boring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you watch any, like, on your free time? Like, do you Do you use social media? Do you like watching movies? Do you like watching TV?
I live on my phone. I love TikTok. Yes. TikTok? Yeah, I'm obsessed with TikTok. I can't let it. It's like a no. I do TikToks too. It's kind of embarrassing, cringy, I know, but I love them and it's fun. Yeah.
It's like the aftermath. Like after you do it, they always look like, way better.
Oh my god! Yeah, I need TikTok. And I've learned English in TikTok too. Yeah. I learned like this slang, like what you guys use right now, because right now I'm learning like this formal English.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there I learned like these words, crazy words, so it's fun. Yeah.
Okay. So you know how to, this is not, English is your second language, or do you know any more languages, or?
No, I just speak two. Okay. Well, yeah.
Two.
Two. Okay. Yeah.
Let's see, what else is there to ask? Hobbies. Like, what do you, like, do you have a hobby? Like, do you like doing anything, like,
people I
like
to I love makeup.
You like makeup?
Yeah, so in my spare time, I do my makeup, and I'll do those crazy things. I'm not professional, I'm still learning, but.
That's good.
Do you have a favorite like makeup palette to use?
Oh, the James Charles one. I love it. It has everything yes. you need, so you don't need anything else. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else. let's see. Okay, so you like makeup? Is that what you're trying to pursue in, or do you like what are you trying to pursue in? Going through TCC, like what's your?
I want to study communications, broadcasting, something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I want to do that. Makeup is just, like,
a hobby. A hobby. It literally is a hobby. Okay. Yeah. I remember you said you, like, wanted to be a journalist. What do you want to write about?
I don't know. I want to help the Hispanic, the immigrant community. Journalists have a big responsibility, and I think as I know how it's, like, to experience all these things that is not, they're not talking to media right now, and they don't talk the truth, or they have a bias. And I don't want to be like that. I want to, like, help my community and speak the truth and being honest in my work. So,
with that being said, like, everything that's, you know, you're seeing on TV about how Trump or the president, you know, how do you feel about all of that?
I mean, honestly, I feel frustrated because it's just way too hard for us immigrants to get a status here. And I just think it's hard, you know? I hope one day things change and everything is going to be easier for us, you know? It's hard. All the discrimination and racism is crazy. And there are some people that they don't believe in racism. It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
It is.
Yes.
Landmarks. What are some of the landmarks? And also...
I don't still don't have clear. What are landmarks?
Can you explain like, that a little here? Bit? Like in Tulsa, by the state fair, you see the really tall.
Yeah, guy. Yeah.
That's a landmark. Something that we're known for.
Like a monument or something.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
We have El Salvador del Mundo.
And what is that?
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm gonna seem so bad in history. I mean, for what I know, like I don't know much about it, but it represents like the liberty of us, because we have like this, you know, the. Cristobal Colon and all that, they went to our countries and they robbed everything and they, I don't know how do you say that in English, colonized, they were colonizers, so they treated us really bad, and when we get rid of them, everything was better. I think that's why, but don't trust me, okay, because I'm bad at history, yeah.
Okay, so, and El Salvador, it's bordered by the ocean. So did you ever go to the ocean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very common over there because it's only 2 hours away from where I live, so it was pretty close.
I've never been to the ocean before, so I want to see that, too.
Did you ever go to Honduras, I think? Because that's, like, it borders the other side.
Yeah, no, I never... Well, no, not really. I never been there before because it's... Well, my dad immigrated here when I was 5 years old, so... you need like a permission from your dad.
Oh.
Or he has to be there. So I didn't turn 18 in my country, so I never get out of the country until I came here.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't even know
that.
Okay, so like whenever you've came here, did you have I guess problems, I guess you could say, like offending people, or did ever have situations where they offended you you didn't understand?
Yeah. Oh, many times when I came here, when I started my ESL classes, I told you that my English wasn't good enough, and I'm still learning. So we were talking in Spanish when my friend in a Taco Bell, we were talking in Spanish. Normal, right? Because it's normal. And then, like, a guy came to us and, you're in America, speak English. And I'm like, I didn't know how to react, and I didn't know what to say because I wasn't educated in that type of situation, and we don't have racism in our country, so it's like weird. So I was like, what? Okay, so I just start laughing. I was like, sorry, but you don't say that now. If that happened to me again, I will know what to say.
Okay. Do you have friends still in El Salvador or family you still communicate with over there?
Yeah, my grandma and my grandfather still live over there, and I miss them a lot. Yeah. And
do you talk to them still?
Yeah, I talk to them every week. Like, yeah, every week.
Okay, that's
really,
that's good.
So I know before you mentioned that, like, you weren't able to go back to El Salvador. Could you explain, like, why you can't or what happened?
Okay, when you came here to this country, it, well, depend where you're from, right? And you come here seeking asylum. You are seeking asylum to not go back to your country because it's too dangerous. So you can't go back, like, in 20 years or, it depends, 25 years. If you go back, it will be like you're lying or, mm-hmm. you know? So you can't go back.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any regrets?
I mean, it was my life, my future, or staying there, dying, and being in that terrible situation. So I didn't have a choice.
There wasn't a choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like emotionally and physically that was really hard? Because you were still young. I mean, you're still young.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard. You know, when I had 17 years. I had 17 years when my mom decided, the situation made us decide and take that decision. It was hard, but I didn't understand what were the consequences. I was still like, I mean, I'm not that old, but I was a kid and I didn't understand these things. And I was like, why I'm leaving? I had everything. I was starting my first semester of college. I had my friends. I have everything. And I was like, why do I need to move? That never was my dream. You know, like, some people have the American dream. I want to go to the United States and all that. That never was my dream. I was like, I want to go visit my father one day. But that wasn't in my plans. So that happened suddenly. I'm like, okay, I need to do it. I need to go right now. Or, you know, something bad can happen. Yeah. So it was hard. I don't know. I don't know if it was depression or something like that, because I can't diagnose myself, because that's bad. But I felt really sad when I got here, because I didn't have friends. I didn't know... You know, people are very rude sometimes, and I have all these big dreams about being a journalist and working in the media and all that. And they were like, but you don't even speak English. So how are you going to do that? And it was hard. It was something really hard to deal with.
I can't imagine either.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit more personal. Do you plan on dating here, getting married, having kids?
I have a boyfriend.
You do?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend. He's from Mexico, and we met here. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't plan on getting married right now. In the next 10 years, because first is my professional career and get all that thing said, and then I can think about marrying. And I don't want to have kids, so yeah.
You don't want to have kids?
I don't want to have kids.
Okay. Like marriage, do you think it's different here versus in El Salvador?
I think it's the same. The only thing that here, women are more free.
Women are
over,
more free.
Over there, it's crazy. There's this...
When you say free, can you explain, like, the difference?
Oh, yeah. Over there in El Salvador, they're very close-minded, what I said. They're very misogynist. Yeah. So it's like, women belong to the kitchen, to the kids, take care of the kids. They can't study. I mean, you can study, but it's like... It's not the same. It's like, they want to, like, take over you. The men over there, they're like, you belong to the kitchen. If you don't know how to cook, you're not a woman. If you don't know how to do these things, you're not a woman. So I really didn't like that. And here, there's still some sexist people and these close-minded people, but I feel like here women are more free to do what they're wanting without these stereotypes, you know? And I love that.
Okay.
So before you talk, well, we've talked about it a few times now, but, journalism, do you plan just to get your associates here and transfer to another, university or college? And if so, do you have like a certain one in mind?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty hard cause I still don't know what I'm going to do. I'm planning to go to college next semester. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to be ready, but you know, like my status, like here right now, I'm not a U.S. citizen. So here in Oklahoma, the laws are really strict about it. So I don't have any financial help, aid. So for me, it's like $4,000 or $6,000 to go to college. So it's very expensive if you think about it. So I don't know if I'm going to go to California with my dad. That is much easier to study and it's cheaper. or if I have like the access of any scholarship here, probably I'll stay, but it depends on that. And if I can stay, I would love to stay in TCC and study here, and then I would love to go to study to, I don't know, in California, some college.
Okay. Have you ever voted here?
No.
No? Okay. Has anything, I don't want to ask that. I have a question, but I don't think it's appropriate.
Go.
You can just show her the question.
Yeah, you can show it. And I'll be like, no.
Okay, it's just kind of weird. Like, have you been arrested, had trouble with the police, you know, anything like those type of situations?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really
nice. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about a little bit more about TCC. Mm-hmm. Do you like going to school here?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, they have all these cool activities and
what are some activities that you like here?
For example, I was part of the HSA, Hispanic Student Association, and we do activities like pretty often.
I heard about that. I wanted to.
It's
know
pretty
about
cool,
that.
And we do all these crazy things. For example, last year, it was last year. We went to Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, oh, wow. And it was pretty fun because it was like my first time, and there were like only like international Hispanic. I mean, from all over the world. So you have to meet all these people, and it's crazy. It's cool. Yeah.
Any other like things you've So, like, that was one of the things you've done at TCC. Any other, like, activities you've done here?
Any other clubs?
No. I've been to this Student Government Association meetings. Yeah, but they're, like, more formal. So, yeah, they're pretty scary, but they're cool. And then the summer, one summer camp, summer fest, something like that TCC does. I don't know, did last year, and I participated in that.
How did you hear about TCC?
Because it's pretty famous. I don't know. Everyone talks about TCC. I was like, oh, what is that? And I got some information about it. So, yeah.
Okay. Was the process, like, the process of getting into, was it hard? Like,
not really. I mean, no, it wasn't hard.
No? Okay. Would you recommend TCC to other people?
Yeah. I've learned a lot here. So, yeah, I'll do that, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could describe TCC, what would you say? Like, if someone asked you, what do you think of TCC, or how would you describe it? What would you have to say about it?
Okay, that's hard. Wait, give me a second. I will say that they're friendly and inclusive. I've seen many, like, international people here, so that's cool.
Okay. So you said you're thinking about possibly going to, what did you say, California to study?
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to, like, do your basics here and then go over there, or
I mean,
what would you want
to
do?
It depends. I told you that I have been applying to scholarships and all that. Mm-hmm. So if I get a scholarship and I can study here, I will. If I can, I'll have to move.
Do you want to stay here?
Yeah, honestly, I want to stay here because I already have, like, this... I have friends and I have my boyfriend here, so I don't want to move, honestly. But if I have to, I have to.
Okay. Do you like your teacher right now?
Yeah, she's awesome.
The people in your class, they looked more young, you know, that everyone looked like, I don't know, like, me personally, like, there's, like, older people in my class, I feel uncomfortable, so do you feel really comfortable in your class?
I do, I mean, it's fun, it's pretty funny, because we all think different, and because we are from all over, we have different points of view, so the only thing is to respect each other and each other's point of view, so I think it's cool to know.
Okay. Do you feel like you get respected a lot here at TCC or out of TCC or?
I mean, here in TCC, I never been disrespected before, so yeah. Outside, you know, sometimes people look at you weird, but that's normal. I don't know what they think, so yeah, it's normal, I guess.
Okay. Well, maybe do you have any questions for us? Doesn't have to be like about this or just questions in general.
No. No, I don't know what to ask because I don't know. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
we're open books.
So do you guys study at what TCC? What campus?
I study at the West Campus. Okay. Which is out.
Yeah, so and I'm at West as well.
Oh, cool. So you guys, how long do you graduate from high school, or is still in high school, or?
I'm a full-time student at TCC.
Okay.
And I'm still in high school, but I take some TCC classes.
Oh, that's cool. Where do you go? The school? Where do you go?
Glenpool.
Okay. That's cool. I don't know. I don't know. Some people get offended. How old are you guys?
I'm 17.
No way.
Yeah.
And I'm 18.
I feel old.
How old are you?
20.
Oh, wow. You don't look 20. You look like 19, 18.
That's thank you.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I was like, I hope. I don't know. I feel pretty comfortable talking with you guys. Yeah.
It would have been weird if we got someone older.
I know.
Yeah. Well, no, no, no. I don't know. That's it, I guess.
Okay. Well.
Thank you for your time. And we really
do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry.
So let's we're going to close it out. So again, we are at the Northeast campus and we are finishing at 1:15. And I think that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.